All right, the Reds, it is the Three Strikes Show. I am Gareth Roberts. We've got Mo Stewart, Chloe Bloxham and Neil Atkinson with me. And as ever, we'll talk about three topics that aren't Liverpool in football, that are topical in football as well. And so this time around, we're going to kick off with England's ban, which follows what happened around the Euro 2020 final. We're going to move on then to talk about Newcastle, but we're going to keep that conversation about the football, because we talked about the ownership a bit. I think we've all made our feelings clear on that particular score. This is going to be more about how they actually do what they want to do, or whether they don't do that in terms of football. And then last of all, we're going to talk about Arsenal and basically the crap. And how will that unfold, them being crap? We'll get more into that. But we're going to kick off with the England ban. So that, if you haven't heard, is basically this. Ticketless fans fought with stewards and police officers. They forced their way into Wembley Stadium for the Euro 2020 final between England and Italy. As a consequence of that, UEFA's disciplinary body has handed England a one-match ban, with one more behind closed doors game suspended. It will only apply to European competition, not the World Cup qualifiers. So it will apply to the Nations League game in June 2022. You no doubt all saw the disturbances. They were on the television. They were covered in newspapers. Remember, Mel Reddy actually wrote a piece about it, because she was in the stadium herself at the time. The FA were also fined £84,560. That was for the invasion of the field of play, for throwing of objects, and for disturbances during the national anthem. The other background that you might, just to make sure you remember, really, is that Wembley's capacity had been reduced from 90,000 to 60,000 because of COVID restrictions. Which some say encouraged many Ticketless fans to think, well, there's 30,000 seats there and maybe I can get one of them. There was also, they didn't have their usual, as it's always called in the tabloids, ring of steel around the stadium. This was said to be because the makeup around Wembley's changed. People live in flats that are close to the ground now. There's more bars and restaurants. It's harder for them to do it. I don't know, sounds a little like excuses, but anyway.